Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and very pleased to be joined once again by Ramsey Hart, Executive Director at the Table Community Food Center. Ramsey, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thank you, Bob. Always a pleasure to chat with you.
And we're going to talk about a couple different things here today, but we want to start with this pop-up event that is going to be coming up in just a few days here. So why don't you tell us what this is, who you're collaborating with, and who it's for?
Yeah. December 8th, Thursday. When we set the date, it seemed like so far off in the horizon, right? But it's on our doorstep. So we are organizing a pop-up holiday meal in Smiths Falls, and it will be at Hanley Hall between 5 and 7. There's no formal sittings. Just come by between, 5 and 6:30 or so. And we'll have a traditional turkey dinner with all the fixings. And we are doing this in collaboration with Canopy Growth, as well as the Lockmaster Tap House are being great, loaning us not only their chef, but also prepping a bunch of food at the tap house, as well as storing it. And it's just, they've been a fabulous partner in this. And then also Anderson Independent is chipped in for dessert. So great community effort to provide a nice in-person dining and social opportunity for folks in Smiths Falls.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, who is this for then? Can anyone come along, or is there a certain group?
No, it's absolutely for everyone. We're kind of following the model of our community meals here in Perth, where we just open the doors and say, you're welcome to come and enjoy a meal free of charge. If you choose to make a donation, there, of course, will be an opportunity for folks to do that, but not necessary. And it's just a way for us to help folks get together. Everyone has had to spend so much time on their own in the last couple of years, and people are finally, I think, feeling ready to do more together. But of course, doing something together often has costs associated with it that are a bit of a burden considerable burden for too many in our community. And so this provides a low bar access. Just anyone can come and enjoy a meal with others in the community. We are doing a limited number of deliveries, but I believe we're at capacity for that. So it's really now about encouraging folks to come out and enjoy the meal at Hanley Hall.
How did this come about? Like, I know that you've been involved with, planning a potential food hub in Smiths Falls as well. Is this sort of running parallel with that initiative? Is this something that you would like to do with that food hub once it's in place? Because you mentioned that this is a model that we all know is that it's been a great success in Perth. So is this sort of part of that process?
Very much. So we have been working for the last year on getting established in Smiths Falls with offering meal programs, food literacy programs, and our navigation advocacy services the way we do here in Perth. We may not be able to do that all at once. It'll sort of be a process of growth, and we've been looking for a location to do that out of. We're so very close to hopefully having that nailed down. In the meantime, we didn't want to wait till we have our brick and mortar operation up and going to allow the community to get to know us and vice versa. And so Canopy has been very supportive of this whole endeavor, and specifically said, well, how can we collaborate on something around the holidays? Our staff would like to do something. It's a great opportunity for them to get involved with the community and give back. And so Canopy's providing recruited volunteers from their staff to help out with the service and cleanup, and provided some funding towards the meal as well as a considerable amount of funding towards the overall initiative in Smiths Falls.
I was going to ask you, how are you paying for this? Because first off, how many people are you planning for? And then, where does the funding come for something like this?
We're going to cook for about 250. Hopefully we don't run out of food. I think that from based on what other meals in the community have done, I think that's a good target. If there's leftovers, the advantage of doing it with the table, we can certainly make use of leftovers, freeze them or figure out another way to make use of them at the table or with some of the lunch programs in Smiths Falls. So we're not worried about having leftovers. And paying for it, yeah. So Canopy has supported, but the Lockmaster Tap House chipped in for most of the turkeys, which is incredible, especially given how expensive they are right now. And then, as I mentioned, Anderson's Independent has chipped in for dessert. So we're pretty much covered. We've got some funding for all the side dishes and things like that.
That's great. Now, if people were to come and they did want to make a donation, where does that money go that they're donating?
So it'll go towards our efforts in Smiths Falls.
Okay.
The work we're going to be doing. So we do plan, even though we don't have our permanent home totally finalized yet, we are going to start doing some programming in the new year. We have some plans on doing a regular meal in Smiths Falls, so a regular dine-in, possibly takeout as well, or delivery as well. Some details definitely still to be ironed out, but we've been talking to Hanley Hall about using their facility on an interim basis, so at least we have a place to cook and serve from. And lots of other details to still iron out, but we hope to be doing that soon in the new year.
It sounds really good. Now, with 250 people potentially showing up, is that a lot of little turkeys or one really, really big one?
Great question, Bob. Yeah, we found the mother of all turkeys, but we couldn't fit it in the oven. So I'm not. We're gonna sort of do a spit, I think, and have a big bonfire. In
That
all
sounds great. It's going to smell fantastic.
In all serious note, lots of little turkeys, and Jay Ride, who's the chef at Lockmaster, is just super enthusiastic about this project, and he's using the facilities at Lockmaster to cook up all the turkey this week.
It's really cool when you get people like that involved, like chefs and so on. And it's completely out of what they do on a day-to-day basis, right? And I've spoken to a few of them in the past, who have gotten so excited because it's just something that's completely different, sort of out of their wheelhouse. Not, making turkeys for 250 people isn't, that isn't an order that comes across his
No,
every single day.
I'm sure he's glad for that fact, but yeah,
But
very
then,
excited to give back to the community. And I think, most chefs get into the field because they want to feed people, and they love offering food to folks. And this is just a really different community way of doing that.
yeah, and that's exactly what I was going to say. The ones that I've spoken to who've gotten involved like this, like they're excited to do it because it's different, but they're more excited to do it because they're helping their neighbors, their friends, and yeah, so that's pretty darn exciting. And I think that's. I'm sure it wasn't too difficult for you to find those organizations who wanted to help. You just put the word out, and they step up. And you've listed off some familiar names there for sure.
For sure. I mean, it also bodes well for our continued work in Smiths Falls that with a few calls we can pull together a meal for 250 people to bring a little good cheer in the holiday season. So yeah, I'm very thankful to those that have contributed so far, and I think it just demonstrates the level of support and enthusiasm for this kind of activity in Smiths Falls.
When did you start work on this? Like, when did the idea come up?
The meal itself, we started talking it just before Thanksgiving, and we wondered if we could do a Thanksgiving meal, and then it was too short a window, and so we put it off. And then a little bit after Thanksgiving, we started talking about it. So it's basically a month or so.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's fantastic. You could pull it off in a month. Now, there was a report that came out yesterday that I wanted to ask you about, shifting gears a little bit here. It is the latest food price report that has come out, and it says, and these are pretty staggering numbers, that the average family of four will have to spend another $1,100 more than this year's average spend just to feed them nutritiously next year. And they're saying that this food inflation that we've been seeing won't slow down until around mid-year next year. What's your initial reaction to that, Ramsey?
Well, I think my thoughts go in two directions. One is to community members that are already struggling to ensure that they and their families are accessing sufficient nutritious food. So I was looking at the health unit's last comparison of food costs to other basic costs in this area, and they haven't been able to do it through the pandemic because they've obviously been busy with other things. But that was from 2019, and I think the monthly food costs for a family of four was around $800 to really eat nutritiously. And so, folks that are, living off of a minimum wage or social assistance, the math doesn't add up already. And so to add on another $1,100 to their food bill is going to mean people and more people are having to compromise on the quality of food or quantity of food, and skipping meals is going to be a reality for more and more people.
It's just staggering because the overall number that they say people, and you don't really think about it. I've never added it up for my family, but $16,300 for groceries for an average family of four. I mean, good Lord, that is a lot of money to be spending. When we get into the summer months and so on, we've talked about this, buying local, going to farmers markets and so on. You may be able to save a little bit that way, by cutting out the middleman. That type of thing. But when you're in the winter months like this, it's just so difficult.
It is really tricky, and it's a funny thing in a way, in that we sort of, from a international perspective, don't necessarily pay a lot of our income towards food compared to other industrialized countries. But it's and you know, keeping food cheap is not necessarily an option for farmers and producers. Although, certainly we've seen the lion's share of food costs are not necessarily going to farmers and primary producers. They're going to the retailers and the processors. So I guess what I would say is as much as food costs are an issue, really more so we have an income issue, and making sure that people can afford food and that the food system is sustainable and that producers are getting a decent income from the food they're producing, is as important as making sure people can afford it. And so we need to make sure that the income levels of folks are keeping pace with inflation, and we're addressing things like Ontario Disability Support Program and Ontario Works and minimum wage, and keeping tabs on those. They've vastly, fallen behind inflation, especially in the last year.
Absolutely. We've talked about it. We've talked about it with you many times as well. And it's not just a matter of food. And of course, the one that everybody keeps coming back to is housing, of course. And that being, for most people, the single largest expense that is out there per month. If you can cut that down, make it a little bit easier, then the rest may start to fall into place. You make a really good point, though, Ramsey, about the producers and ensuring that they're making a living as well. And what's important is that people don't blame the food producers or farmers. I mean, we all know one or two around us out here for sure. It's not their fault.
No, I mean, the inputs have gone up a lot, and there's very, there's a few sectors in the agricultural sector that where the incomes are significant, but most farm income comes from off farm. Like, most farmers are subsidizing their farming habit by working off farm or having another fa family member work off farm. And that's the unfortunate reality we've gotten to in our food production system. So definitely need to look at elsewhere in terms of income keeping a pace with food costs, as well as, to a certain degree, the middle corporate profiteering that can happen when food prices do go up.
You mentioned a little bit earlier on in this conversation about the cost of food that the Lanark Leeds, or sorry, the Leeds Grendel and Lanark District Health Unit does every so often. They did do it this year. You're right, they didn't do it the past couple of years, and that's what I was looking for. I was trying to find it here, and you're right. Like, the amount that it's gone up is still staggering. Like, $959 per month is what it was in 2019. This again for a family of four, and the amount that it's up now is up to now is $1,109 per month. Like, that it's just unbelievable. And I know that you folks talk to some of these individuals who are faced with these heartbreaking decisions. What do I pay for this month? And I say heartbreaking because it's like, do I pay for food for my family, or do I pay for heat or hydro? How do I do that? I think you and I are both blessed that we don't need to face those decisions every single day, but people need to remember that those people who are facing those decisions are walking down the street next to us.
Absolutely. And more people than folks probably realize. And those are the decisions. And when it comes to food, of course, the food budget is the more malleable of all of those budget lines in somebody's household accounts, right? So you can compromise on food quality or quantity. You can't really negotiate with your landlord on your rent. If you skip rent, then you're facing down the road going to have serious challenges in terms of being evicted, and then you're not going to find another place to live.
Well,
And
yeah,
so
exactly.
there's really the food budget is the one that people can compromise on, and unfortunately that has all sorts of repercussions to their wellness and the family's wellness and ability of kids to do well in school and health issues in the short and long term.
With food, I mean, you can say, okay, I'm not going to buy this and I'm not going to buy this month. But then when it comes to rent, you can't call your landlord and say, we're only going to rent three of the four rooms in this apartment this
Exactly.
month. You know, that's what it boils down to. Well, for people in Smiths Falls who may be looking at just a little bit of relief, then of course, we'll remind them that the pop-up dinner is coming up on Thursday. And once again, just give us the specifics if you could, Ramsey.
Yeah, so Thursday, December 8th, between 5 and 7, we'll be at Hanley Hall, which is 30 McGill Street, so next to the Catholic Church, if folks aren't familiar with it. Upstairs in the big hall area, and we'll be serving a traditional turkey dinner with all the fixings.
There we go. Ramsey, I want to thank you so much for speaking to us once again. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Oh, and no cost for that meal. You can give a
Sure.
donation, of course.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. But it's always a pleasure to have you here, Ramsey, and all the wonderful things that you're doing at the table and in Smiths Falls. That's just awesome. We'll talk to you again next time.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. Ramsey Hart, Executive Director of the Table Community Food Center, is our guest today on In Focus. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.